Paul, just wondering if you're noticing teams starting to take liberties with Connor Hellebuyck, just getting in his face a lot more, in his space a lot more in front of the net and in his crease?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think there's anywhere near as much of that. There can't be as there was just on goalie interference alone. The players are a lot more respective of creases. There were guys that you used to get in the paint on, and it would be every, you know, they'd be getting bumped all night. I think league-wide that's been cleaned up fairly, at least for us. Not one buff's on the ice.
Paul, do the Hawks still remain the standard in the Central?
They have to be. The style of game that they play and their ability to play that game with their elite players still seems to be strong. If you're off on them, they're fast. They've a really skilled group. They've had some turnovers, so that there's an adjustment period, and we've all gone through bringing younger guys into our lineup. But if you're off them by 5 feet, they're going to beat you. Really, really good goaltending. So the parity is there now. I think there's going to be 16 teams to make the playoffs that are all truly legitimate teams, and this would be one of them. You know, Chicago gets into that group, they can win.
Kulikov, and I guess he was out before that. Yeah, okay. How would you describe the evolution of Josh Morrissey?
He's quiet. It's just really quiet. Nobody talks about him. I don't want to talk about him. It's really good. Yeah, I've never seen a player take what we would have said are his challenges to make it to the NHL and make them his strengths seemingly over a summer. Because when he came to training camp, he was a real smooth, puck-moving kind of defenseman that was an offensive guy and went through all the things smaller players go through. A summer where he put on some weight and was slower, and that didn't work. And he just developed and got better. And I was at the World Cup. So Josh hadn't really done a whole lot to say that he was on the track of playing in the NHL last year. In my mind, he was going to play another year junior. I was at the World Cup, called back, you know, every day and got the same report. You got to watch this. Josh Morrissey looks fantastic. And so I had a picture in my head of what they meant. And when I got back, it was not what I expected. I mean, he's got a bit of that Almerson ability along walls to break up plays with his stick, right? He's just so good with that stick. And then he's got some good inside physicality to it. He's not trying to take guys' heads off, but along the walls he gets inside them, shuts them down, knocks plays down. We're starting to see him, you know, he hasn't cheated for the offense at any point. He's not getting power play time, but his numbers now are starting to creep up a little bit. He jumps into the rush at the right times. So it's been all very quiet. We played two youngest defensemen against the other team's best most nights, and he's a big reason why that works.
How challenging is that for a guy who comes in as an offensive player to develop into one of your best defensive defensemen?
I just don't know that I've seen it. I don't have an example for you in the group of defensemen that I've had. I've had guys that had to, you know, took 4 or 5 years to solidify their defensive game, but they were always still relying on that offensive part to be the reason that they're in the league. You know, 2 months into the season last year, Josh was in the league because he was really good defensively. You know, he played with Dustin, and Dustin was up the ice an awful lot last year, so he spent a lot of time learning that part of it. He's got it figured out pretty darn well.
Paul, at this time last year, you guys were around the bottom of faceoffs, and now you're near the top.
Yeah.
With all the success this team's had this season, how do you quantify that part of the game to it?
Hard work. How we got there, hard work. The players work at it, but Todd Woodcroft, priority, one of his priorities, maybe the priority, was to help us in the center circle. So he works exceptionally hard at detailing every center iceman in the National Hockey League, what they do. Tremendous amount of video preparation for the centermen on our group, so he's had a major impact in that. And then the guys have worked hard, and they've gotten older. Right, you get young center icemen in Lowry and Shifley, and I think the rule change has helped as well, because it's a little bit more even now. I don't think the veteran guys are getting nearly as much of a room as they used to get. how you quantify it, it doesn't, right? It doesn't correlate to winning, right? Some of the worst face-off teams in the league last year were great. But for our group, it helps in the power play. Our power play is pretty strong. We're not breaking the puck out as much. We used to lose an awful lot of face-offs, and it was an automatic breakout, right? And that has helped and on the PK a bit. Getting more clears off one face-offs, that helps. So I think it's psychological more than it is statistical evidence of winning. I think that you get on the offensive zone, you're on the power play, you win a few more, you get more zone time, you feel better about your power play, your confidence is there. So I think it has a big impact there.
A lot of guys gave credit to Todd and his scouting packages. I mean, I imagine every team has their form of scouting packages that they give their players. How does he differ maybe from other coaches that have been around since you've been here?
Well, I've never had a guy like this that does this as a big part of what he does in that pre-scout, or somebody put the time. He puts an awful lot of time and hours per day into evaluating. So there's a feedback loop to this as well. Our guys can see every face-off, and he's got notes on each one, and it's data-based, and they can go back and look at it. And then when we hit teams for the second time, they've got all their face-offs against them. So he puts an awful lot of time in it. I don't know what other teams are running, to be honest with you, but I know I'm really pleased with what he's brought to the table there.
I'll leave you on this one. Just the idea of, you talked about it, kind of the new rule changing, kind of evening things up. Blake kind of hinted at that when I chatted with him about the idea of it was who could cheat better.
Right.
You know, that won the faceoff. How do you feel the rules have affected, you know, maybe players like Mark Scheifele who...
Well, the starting point is more consistent for sure. We would, and you've seen it in the past, anybody over 30, or if you had a few Stanley Cup rings, you never got your stick off your shin pads. I mean, that never got near the dot. You never had to. So the kid had put his stick down and the line, he'd throw it at the other guy and away he'd go. And now it's more even. It's more fair for sure.